righty then, let's bring in the man with the weather plan, Pat Pagano. Pat, good morning.
And good morning. How do you feel?
You know what? Wintertime's coming because when you hear about snow out west, you know that sooner or later, snow advances eastward.
How does that answer to my question?
What was your question?
How do you feel?
I feel 93% better.
Oh, so you're still 7% you're under the weather.
I have one little piece of sore throat that I have to keep myself hydrated with. That's what's left.
Okay, that's good.
And
good.
I still think I have my tonsils, so as long as it's not tonsillitis, we'll be fine.
Okay, well, that's good.
Do you still have your tonsils?
No, I do not.
Okay.
No, they took those out when I was young, and I remember it. Back in those days,
snip.
They didn't have the IVs,
no,
the anesthesia. They put the mask on your face. It was ether. I remember that. And it was a horrible smell. And the nurses, I remember this so well. The nurses and the doctors told my mother that I threw the mask off. A little kid, I threw it off. But they got me at the end, so... Yep, me and my sister, we were alongside each other in the hospital bed.
Well, look at it this way. I didn't get my tonsils clipped, but I did get circumcised, so I more than made up for it.
There you go. Okay. Alrighty. Right, yeah. On that note, sunny in the mid-70s today, clear tonight, 50 to 55. Partly cloudy Saturday, a shower either late in the day or at night. But we'll be near 80. Then that front goes by. Partly sunny Sunday, 70 to 75. Sunny Monday, 70 to 75. Not bad, huh?
No, it sounds really good to me. And like I said, I'm glad we're not out in the Rockies.
Yeah, they're getting snow, especially Montana, parts of Wyoming. 1 to 2 feet expected there. But if you look at our trivia, 1936... an early season snowstorm buries Denver under 23 inches. So even all the way back then, 1936, they had big snowstorms. So it's not all that unusual.
No, Denver is one of those places in the wintertime where you can go 2 weeks and the temperature is 70 degrees, and then all of a sudden you wake up the next morning and there's a foot of snow.
Correct. Yeah.
It's wild. I know people that move from here out to Denver, and a year after they moved, and they're golfers, they said there's no doubt about it. They golfed year-round in Denver, year-round.
Yeah, year-round.
Every once in a while, a big snowstorm would come and stuff like that. But they got far more golf in living in Denver than living here in Northwest Connecticut. So.
That's kind of interesting, yeah. That is interesting. Well, in the tropics, what can I say? Lorenzo's a Cat 4 hurricane. Sustained 140-mile-an-hour winds, but he's staying in the central Atlantic. And Karen, barely a tropical storm. She will be drifting to the west. Right now, they pretty much think that it's just going to be a blob of unsettled weather moving into the Bahamas late weekend and early next week. So we'll watch it. Yeah, we'll watch it just in case. And that's it. There's no other new storms to report. And that's it. This weekend, no filming for Pat. You know, I do have to go up there tomorrow and attend the memorial, and I'll strike some of the set. And then Sunday, out to a christening. And Monday, I'll just pass out.
You know, when do you lock up the cabin for the year?
Usually Columbus Day.
Okay. All right.
You know, so after this weekend, just two weekends left.
It's amazing how time goes by, really.
It does. We're hoping to wrap the lakeside of the movie next weekend, and then we will have at least a couple of weekends where we have to travel into New York City to shoot the rest of the movie in New York City.
And you don't want, was it last year or the year before where it was temperatures in like the 40s and low 50s and rain that you were filming in? When, what was that? I remember you talked about it.
I did. Yeah, I think it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was just horrible. Yeah. But luckily, that won't be the case this year. So far, anyhow.
All right. And now you got to beep, because from now on, you're just doing these short videos. It's not going to be like the big technical videos that you've had.
That's right. That starts next year. Just short videos. Absolutely. Just getting away from it. This is too much. This was too much. I thought like doing Birdcage was going to be over our heads, which it was, basically. And you saw that movie.
Yep.
But this is just too much.
All right. Well,
I don't even remember. I don't even remember if you watched last year's movie.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Finally. Yeah.
Oh,
of course
did.
I did. Yeah. I told you all about it.
Yeah, I guess you did. I don't even remember. You see what I mean? Yeah. you get busy. But that's it. It's a nice quiet day in the weather center, thank God. There's like not much to do. How much rain did you get yesterday?
I would say probably, if I were to guess, between a little over two-eighths of an inch. Not a lot.
Not a lot. Okay.
But, I mean, there was times where it came down, you know, fairly steady. But then the sun would come out, and so I wouldn't say we definitely didn't get. I think if it rained the most, it's well under a quarter of an inch, well under.
Yeah, they picked up about a half inch in eastern Connecticut and eastern Long Island, but that's where that line intensified. So you know, that looks legit. I have to tell you that the men were working outside there yesterday. They shifted over to the brick wall. Near the garage.
Yeah.
And they redid all the bricks there. That was done by the former person. But now it looks brand new, beautiful. And today they said they're going to probably finish the walkway as far as putting down the stones. And then on Monday, what they do is they smooth out the edges of the stone. They start power washing it. He thinks that by Tuesday next week, the whole job will be done.
There you go. It's only taken, 2 years, right?
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Well, these guys definitely know what they're doing, so that's the difference. And thank goodness that'll be all done just before the snow and the ice fall.
That's right. Just in time for the holidays.
Yeah. And they're coming up, you know. I walked into Lowe's yesterday, and, you know, they have all the Halloween stuff out. And then I walked a little further, and they have all the Christmas stuff out. Yeah. Every single thing is out.
Yeah, no, these stores, they put Christmas out this year before Halloween. They really did. There's been Christmas stuff in the stores. It's so early, it's ridiculous.
I mean, really, when you think about it, it's the end of September, folks. So give us a break. By the time Christmas comes, we'll be sick of looking at the decorations.
That's right.
Well, you know, I guess it's retail, and in the mail, I get all these churches and charities sending me tons of Christmas cards, you know, and then you of course have to send a donation.
That's it.
I put the whole pile together. I'm bringing them to my sisters on Sunday.
That's right. Spread the wealth. Okay.
Right.
Hey, Pat, have a great weekend. We'll speak to you Tuesday.
Yes, you will, and continue to feel better.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.